Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker says Illinois will soon have more than double the number of COVID-19 tests it can administer each day.
All three of our state labs are running a second shift of technicians to run samples, and we'll be adding a third shift when we can get our hands on an even larger supply of the reagent and viral transport media and other material elements needed beyond the swabs themselves.
During his daily briefing yesterday, the governor says there were more than 1,100 new positive cases reported since Saturday. That brings the total to just under 4,600 with 65 deaths. A funeral director who is considered an institution in McHenry County has died.
Mark Justin was the owner of funeral homes that bore his name in McHenry, Round Lake, and Wonder Lake. The Northwest Herald confirmed the police were called to his home in McHenry yesterday morning. Justin previously told the paper he'd been a funeral director for 43 years dealing with death and dying. He only recently won the tight Republican primary race for the McHenry County Coroner's Office, and there's no Democratic candidate. He reportedly died in his sleep. No cause of death has been determined. In the western suburbs, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Cook County Forest Preserves are open, but there are warnings about what will happen if people do not keep their distance from each other.
Cook County Forest Preserve President Tony Preckwinkle says people have a duty to maintain social distancing if they're getting some fresh air in the woods as a break from staying at home during the coronavirus crisis. But she warned at a news conference in the Dan Ryan Woods, there will be consequences if people don't abide by the rules.
At sites where people are not compliant, we can and will close them down. Let's help keep the forest preserves open and help keep all of us healthy.
There are some closures, however. They include all six Forest Preserve nature centers and their trails, the Swallow Cliff Stairs, and all campgrounds. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Tens of thousands of Cook County food stamp recipients are getting a temporary reprieve thanks to the virus relief bill signed into law last week.
Nearly 60,000 people in Cook County stood to lose food stamp benefits under a federal rule change that was supposed to take effect on April 1st. The rules adopted last year required able-bodied people without dependents under the age of 50 to meet certain work, school, or volunteer requirements or be restricted to 3 months of benefits every 3 years. The coronavirus relief bill puts that rule change on hold for the duration of the crisis and provides for a one-month grace period after the crisis ends. Advocates say that's welcome news, but they add it's still only temporary. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
State education officials say all school districts must implement remote learning plans starting tomorrow. The mandate from the State Board of Education and the governor's office says school districts must use whatever means possible as it becomes more likely classes will remain closed past the previously announced April 8th date. The governor's order also gives districts the option of adding days into the summer while allowing teachers and staff to earn extra pay for any added time. The nonprofit group Save the Children is offering parents help to keep students engaged during this unprecedented time.
Free education resources is what Save the Children is offering online at savethechildren.org. Everything from age-appropriate reading and math activities to offering tips on how children can stay in touch with grandparents and links to free education websites. Betsy Zorio is with Save the Children. She tells WBBM.
It's all meant to be activities that anyone can do. We know part of what's daunting here is that the vast majority of parents are not professional teachers, and it can be very intimidating to take on that task while you're also potentially dealing with a job that now has you working from home and all of the stress that comes with this pandemic and the economic turbulence.
Zorio says the website also offers ways to turn everyday moments into brain-building moments. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An employee of a Whole Foods store on the north side is tested positive for the virus. virus. A company spokesman says the employee works in the store on the 6000 block of North Cicero, and that employee is in quarantine. The spokesman declined to provide further information.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.